DW.
This is our app, Clean and
This
Green.
App is called Green and Clean. It's about garbage. If we see garbage anywhere in the community, we can take a picture of it and then send it to the municipality. The picture has a geotag, so the municipality can come and collect it.
Come and collect the all garbages.
18-year-old Sabira is holding a black tablet in her hands, navigating through the app with ease. She and her girlfriends work together to code Green and Clean. It took them months to fine-tune the app.
What problems you are facing, you are seeing in our
When we began, we asked ourselves, what kind of problems do we have in this community? What challenges are we facing? Lots of people here don't know how garbage affects them physically, so they just throw it everywhere. That's why I chose how garbage affects our health as a topic for my app.
So that's why I choose about garbage.
Coding the app was made possible by Dharavi Diary, an NGO aimed at helping girls from the slums by giving them free lessons in English, math, and computer skills. An Indian documentary filmmaker founded the project in 2014, initially funding it with his own money, and later going on to find other sponsors. They offer lessons in a small housing unit on the outer edge of the slums. Two small rooms with unfinished walls is where the school has set up shop. The few ventilators they have aren't nearly enough to combat the daunting heat of Mumbai. The rooms don't have tables or chairs, and many girls have to share one tablet. But they are nevertheless excited to be taking part in this program. For Sabira and her friend Preeti, the project also offers them a place of refuge.
We have a small home. That's why we can't study.
Our home is very small. That's why we can't study there. That's why we come here and we study here, because this room is very silent. It's easier to concentrate. At home, we can't study because the space is very small. Our mothers work in the kitchen, the TV is on. It's always loud. That's why we come here.
This room is very silent and this place for study.
For Preeti, who also helped program the app, home is a single room in a hut with a corrugated iron roof. She lives there with four siblings, her mother, and her father. They don't have a bathroom, just a community toilet they have to share with 4,000 other slum residents. Dharavi slum is one of Asia's poorest communities. It is crammed between two train tracks on just 2 square kilometers of dusty fields. But about 1 million people live here. They push their carts through narrow streets, lead their donkeys, and balance their goods on bicycles. Some families have lived here for generations. Preeti is convinced that getting some education would help them improve their circumstances. So she signs up for all the courses that Dharavi Diary offers. And now the 18-year-old has made it all the way to college.
I am first now to who has completed 12th.
I'm the first one in my family who's completed 12th grade. I'm the oldest child. Sometimes it's hard to pay for college, but Mom always manages something.
Preeti dreams of getting a degree in biochemistry. She would like to become a doctor someday, but her family doesn't feel it's appropriate. They don't think a young Indian woman should live a self-determined life.
They are forcing me to now that you should marry now.
My father wants to force me to get married now because our family has 4 girls. One by one we'll be married off, but I don't want to get married. I'm stubborn and insist that I really don't want to. I tell my parents that our living conditions are not acceptable. We should be in the middle class. But for now, we're living in poor conditions. I want to improve my family's situation. I want to make sure my family is okay.
I want to make so everyone at my home okay.
Will Preeti be able to convince her father to change his mind? She smiles shyly. It seems she's not sure she'll get her way in the end. But she does have one strong argument. Around 1,600 female students in 6 Indian cities have learned how to code with the help of Dharavi Diary. Many of them went on to complete an internship and then find a job in a startup or IT company. Some are now in full-time positions. And Preeti has achieved one more thing through her time spent at Dharavi Diary. Now, she has enough self-confidence to say what she wants in life, even if her father disagrees. DW.